السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، كل ضلالة في النار. أيها المؤمنون، قال الله عز وجل في سورة الإسراء: ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. الله عز وجل سالم بساية إن سورة الإسراء: ومن أراد الآخرة، whoever desires آخرة، whoever desires آخرة, the last one, whoever desires and wishes heaven and paradise, a place called Darussalam, home of peace, full of joy and happiness. A place there is no death in it, no pain, no suffering, no grief, no depression. There is no problem whatsoever. Rather, it's a place of fulfilling desire. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ. In that place there is anything the soul desires, anything that make the eyes feel comfort and joy. So whoever desires Akhirah, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, and does the action of Akhirah, he strive for it, he does the necessity of Akhirah, he does the action of Akhirah, meaning he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who obeys Allah's Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does the good deeds. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنُ, while he is a believer. While he is a believer. He is a muwahid. He is someone upon tawheed, worships none but Allah Azza wa Jalla. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Such their actions will be appreciated. The one who has these three characteristics, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, he will thank his action, he will appreciate his action. They will be said, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Their actions, what they used to do of good deeds, of good intentions, of tawheed, will be appreciated by Allah Azza wa Jalla. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيه مشكورا. These are the conditions of receiving the specific appreciation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one's action. If you desire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thank your action, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to appreciate your deeds, you should be upon those three characteristics. First, your intention should be for akhirah. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ Whoever desires hereafter. No showing off, no famousness, no seeking worldly life. The intention is purely for seeking akhirah. Not for dunya, not for leadership, not for anything, but rather al-akhirah. The intention is for the sake of Allah. So you pray, you fast, you give charity, you recite Quran, you say, you do it. All that, your intention is solid to be for akhirah. Second condition, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا He does the actions of akhirah. He does the action of akhirah, which is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The action, whether it is statement or intention or action, to be according to the action of akhirah. The action that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The action that Allah azza wa jalla legislated. The action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislate in His book, in His Quran, in His speech, and in the sunnah of His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the action to be a good deed. While wa huwa mu'min, the third condition, he is a muwahid. He is someone who is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who is upon tawheed. That one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal will appreciate this action. Allah will thank him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah huwa shakir wa huwa shakur subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the names of Allah al-shakir and al-shakur that Allah thanks subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, a believer should check himself that is he upon these three characteristics? Is he upon seeking akhirah, ikhlas, sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is he in obedience, doing the right action? Not only has good intention, the intention is good, it is for akhirah, but also the action itself is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated. That's not also enough. Person may do things for the sake of Allah, and he may do it a specific action according to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he may not be muwahid. He may be upon shirk wal'iyadu billah. He may be upon shirk. He may be worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, same situation. And in another situation, he associates someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this believer, some situations, he may do the right action. And he may do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he's not upon Tawheed in all his affairs, he will get nothing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they go through hardship and difficulty, they used to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. فَإِذَا رَكُّوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ They call Allah Azza wa Jal purely to the deen. Here the ibadah, the worship, the invocation, the supplication, the prayer, in that intention, in that situation, is for Allah alone. So the action is good, is what Allah commands all the believers, everyone. Fadlullah, mukhlisina, lahuddina, walau kareha kafirun. To invoke Allah, to call Allah, signal out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in calling, even if this believer is disliking that. So the action they're doing, they're only calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're only calling Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a good action. And also the action they're doing is good deeds. But when they commit a shirk, when Allah saved them from that situation, فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِلَى هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ When Allah saved them from that difficult situation, they abandoned the Tawheed. In the East, they abandon the Tawheed. They call someone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they benefit nothing in the hereafter with Allah from the action they were doing when they were in hardship of Tawheed. They get nothing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer should do action for the sake of Allah and should do it according to the way that Allah legislated and should do it while he is upon Tawheed, all situations. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. Brothers in Islam, many even from the Muslims, they strive hard to make their action for the sake of Allah. They give charity, they do good deeds. They want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as reward. They do deeds, seeking Allah as reward. But many situations, they don't make sure the action to be the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated. Yes, he prays, he fasts, he makes hajj, but he doesn't perform the way it was legislated. The intention is good. And if the action is not done the way it was legislated, will not be accepted. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one of the companions, who prayed salah in front of him, but didn't pray salah correctly. He said, irji' fasalli fa'innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray for the need you didn't pray. You didn't pray. Means the legislative prayer. The man, he makes sujood, he makes rukur. He was in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the salah he performed was not the correct salah. He didn't pray the way it was legislated. He didn't perform the pillars of the salah. And today you see some Muslims praying, their salah is not sound. Why? Because of ignorance. The intention is good. They go to the masjid, they pray, but the action is not right. Therefore, when the Sahabi realized he doesn't know how to pray, he said, لا أحسن غير هذا فعلمني. I don't know better than this, teach me. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him. It's famous with the hadith al-Musi, salatahu, the one who corrupted his prayer. Meaning he makes salah improper. So the action, some Muslims, they worry about ikhlas, they worry about sincerity, they do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they don't make sure the action they're doing is the correct action. You remember those group called Khawarij, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned before they come. He mentioned they pray, they fast, they recite Quran, they call people to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do all this. Yet he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned against them. He encouraged to fight them sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are called Khawarij. لَيْنَ أَدْرَكْتُمْ لَأَقْتُلُنَّهُمْ قَتْلَعَانِ. Why? Because they didn't do the act of worship in the proper way. They didn't understand the religion correctly. They didn't perform the jihad correctly. They didn't do the ibadah the way it was legislated. So to make sure your understanding of the religion, your aqidah, your creed, your action, your statement to be legislated, to be according the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated. Some Muslims, on the other hand, they do good deeds, but they neglect the ikhlas, the sincerity. They do what they find people doing, because he is doing, because she is doing, to show off, to be praised, and the like. They forget about the sincerity. They forget about the action should be solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned three men who will be from those who are punished first in hellfire. One of them, he was a scholar. Another one, he was mujahid. Another one, he was generous. But when they didn't do what they were doing, of learning the deen and teaching one of them, spending his wealth, one of them. Another one, fighting in the cause of Allah, when they didn't do it for the sake of Allah. Each one was showing off. The scholar to be said is a scholar. The one who gives his wealth to be said is generous. The one who went to the jihad to be said is brave. They benefit nothing. from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this action was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about someone learning the deen, studying the deen, struggling, calling people to it, but you get nothing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because of the bad intention. Because of seeking leadership, seeking famousness, seeking the praise of the people, not the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned by some of his companions, a man who was in the battlefield and he was fighting strongly. Nobody did like he did. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he's from the pure of hellfire. That was not easy to the Sahaba, because the man, to them, he was doing good deeds. At the end, the man, he killed himself. So action wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some people, they fight because they're brave. They fight because of nationality. They fight because of so and so, not for the sake of Allah. Not لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا. Not the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be high. So some people, they worry about sincerity. They don't worry about making the action public. Some people, they worry about making the action public, but they don't worry about the sincerity. And some people, they do worry about this both, but they forget about the tawheed. They forget about worshiping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations. So you find sometimes upon tawheed, and sometimes you find upon shirk wal-iyadu billah. So a believer, to get appreciation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should be upon what Allah mentioned in this ayah. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُ مَشْكُورًا. These three things collectively is what, by the person attain and achieve from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a believer should remember always, morning and the evening, that his actions, his statements, his intentions, whatever he is doing, to have these three characteristics: doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing it according to the way of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being upon tawheed, being upon tawheed in all his affairs. So it is not sufficient somebody is doing the good deeds. He has to do it for the sake of Allah. And he has to be upon tawheed. Prophet in Islam, doing these good deeds, being in this situation of being upon tawheed and doing the righteous deeds, no innovations, no additions, the religion is complete. Allah said, Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was complete religion. وأن هذا صراط مستقيما فاتبعوه. This is my way, it's a straight follow, so follow it. It's a straight path. فتركتكم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هاد. So the path is clear. It's in Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. To uphold to it, to follow it, to stick to it, no additions. Don't increase anything to it. Don't reduce anything. As it was performed by the Prophet of Allah Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. To be upon Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Since he sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the messenger of Allah, we should worship Allah according to that message. Not to the message of so and so. Rather to the message of the messenger. Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. How he performs salah, how he fast, how he make hajj, how he call people to Allah, how he used to interact with the people. What was his way? No one can do this without studying, without learning. So to seek knowledge, to study the deen of Allah and also to avoid to contradict La ilaha illallah. Brothers in Islam, having these three things together in your life, in the morning, in the evening, doing things for the sake of Allah, doing according to the way of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being upon Tawheed, is the best thing in this dunya. Nothing is like it. All people around you gathering money, having this, having wealth, all this goes away. When death comes, no one wishes any of these things. When death comes, person wishes only one thing, these things together. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. Person wish to do good deeds. Good deeds which is done for the sake of Allah from person upon Tawheed. That's what the person wish death comes. Likewise, on the day of judgment, ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فرجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. The criminals, the sinners will lower their head on that day before their Lord. For Allah, on the day of judgment, everyone is there. All the human, from Prophet Adam to the last one, all the angels, the jinn, the creation are there. Some people will lower their head out of humbleness, humility, where they say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا, our Lord, we see it, and we hear it. فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, return us into the worldly life to do good deeds. They will not ask for money, they will not ask for marriage, they will not ask for famousness, they will not ask for any of that. It's not in their mind. It's useless. They want a good deed. To be upon Tawheed, to do the righteous deed, to look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, when some people enter hellfire, that's what they do. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. They wish they will be out, made out of hellfire to do one thing, نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا righteousness. To be upon Tawheed, to do things for the sake of Allah, to do according to the way that Allah legislated. No shirk, no innovation. So, before that situation comes to the person, to do good deeds. No doubt that needed struggle. Keeping your eyes from haram, your ears from listening haram, your mouth from eating haram, or drinking, or smoking, your mouth from saying bad things, like biting, instigation, lying, and the like, shirk, wal'iyadu billah. Your intention from bad, at least, it needs constant awareness. But the reward is great. The reward is great with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's daru salam. Wallahu yadu ila daru salam. Allah calls to a home of peace. A home, a place. There's no hospitals. Because there's no illness. No illnesses, no sickness, no hospitals. A place there's no bathrooms. Because it's pure, it's clean. A place there is no death. A place there is salam and peace. To achieve that, it needs to work for it. And do those three things. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal upon Tawheed. Worship Allah azza wa jal upon the sunnah. No good innovation Islam. No good innovation Islam. And when we say to you there's good innovation Islam, we didn't tell you the truth. There's no good innovation. Islam is complete. Worldly life, yes, innovating. New buildings, new airplanes, new machines, new way of business. But for doing, for the religion, it's complete. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. It's not my way of school of thought. It's not my community. Rather, it's according to the way of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, upon ikhlas. Many Muslims today, who pray, who fast, wallahi, you find the same individual who was in the masjid, calling Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, calling someone else, calling a sheikh who passed away 100 years back, or his grave is in Iraq, or in Egypt, or in Syria, somewhere. You call it, you pray here on Virginia. Why? Don't you know that this contradicts to La ilaha illallah? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. The only thing he worry about is honest, is sincere. Rather, yes, you should be sincere, but you should also make sure you are upon Tawheed. You worship none but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because calling other than Allah destroys that one's actions. وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ أَبُو جَهْلٍ أَبُو لَهَبٍ Those who fought the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never forget. There were people, wallahi, who were making Hajj. They were making Umrah. They were all in the Kaaba. It is them who rebuilt it. They were fasting the day of Ashura. They were doing a lot of good deeds. They were honoring Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail. They even had their pictures inside the Kaaba. But because their act of worship was not upon the Sunnah, upon the way of Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail, they elevated. And because their actions was mixed with shirk, calling saints, calling the angels, calling human, sometimes in a form of statue and picture, and sometimes straight. Just like you find those Christians calling Jesus, oh Jesus save us, oh Jesus do. Sometimes in front of his, what they call his picture, his image, or his statue, or a cross. And sometimes straight to him, without any statue in front of them. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah alone who hears everybody. It is Allah alone who hears everybody. The best of the creation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doesn't hear everybody. Not in his lifetime, not after he passed away. It is only Allah who hears everyone. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who answers the call. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who should be asked, who should be prayed to, who should be relied on, we should be fear of, we should be subhanahu wa ta'ala love, azza wa jal. That's tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to be aware of this ayah and to ponder on it, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who apply this ayah. Allahumma, إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انصر المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اجعل دائرة سوى على أعدائهم يا من لا يعجزه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء اللهم انصر المستضعفين في الصين وفي الهند وفي كل مكان من المسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المؤمنين وأصلح ذات بينهم ووحد صفوفهم على الحق يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد
أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله
الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Just the program for tonight, بإذن الله تعالى. First of all, we'd like to welcome our Sheikh Abu Abdullah Khalifa Abdul Samad Adam Hafidhullah Hifan, coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, or close by it, Stone Mountain, Georgia. He'll be with us for a program we have tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday, بإذن الله تعالى. There should be a flyer. If you don't have the flyer, let us know, we'll give you the information. But tonight, inshallah, we start off with two lectures. The first one is An-Najatu fi Ittiba'i Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa Ashabihi Al-Kiram. Following safety and salvation is in following Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Sahaba. And the lecture after that will be for the youth, بإذن الله تعالى. النصائح والتوجيهات للشباب. And it is توجيهات, you know, for the youth, basically. So advices, pieces of advices for the youth. So bring the children, bring the young men, inshallah. And with that, we welcome you again for the grand opening of Masjid Abad al-Rahman, inshallah. The sister side will be complete for tonight. So bring your wives, your sisters, your daughters, you're all welcome. Barakallahu feekum.